J.D. Vance finds impeachment time bomb aimed at Trump in Ukraine aid bill. By Christina Wong on February 12, 2024. Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., raised the alarm on Monday that the $95 billion Senate bill to fund the Ukraine war contains an impeachment time bomb aimed at former President Donald Trump if he wins re-election in November, and called on his Republican colleagues to vote against it. Buried in the bill's text is an impeachment time bomb for the next Trump presidency if he tries to stop funding the war in Ukraine. We must vote against this disastrous bill, Vance posted on X. Elon Musk, CEO of X and Tesla, commented on X in response to Vance's post, "This is insane." Earlier Monday, Vance sent a memo to his Republican colleagues highlighting that the bill would fund Ukraine through September 30, 2025. Which would be nearly a year into the possible second presidential term for Trump if he is re-elected. Vance wrote in his memo. The bill includes $1.6 billion for foreign military financing in Ukraine and $13.7 billion for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. These funds expire on September 30, 2025, nearly a year into the possible second term of President Trump. He noted that those were the same accounts that then-President Trump was impeached for pausing in December 2019. Then-Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, then-Army Colonel Eugene Vindman, who both worked in the National Security Council at the time, had claimed that Trump froze the aid to get dirt on then-Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. Vance noted that every single House Republican voted against Trump's impeachment. He was later acquitted by the Senate. Vance wrote in his memo. The false argument put forward by Democrats was slashes as follows. As President Trump had allegedly paused these funds because he wished to see the corrupt nexus between the Biden family and Ukraine investigated. President Trump had abused his power, with the aim of interfering with the U.S. presidential election. Vance also noted that Trump has pledged to settle the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. But could still be forced to send aid to Ukraine. He warned. If President Trump were to withdraw from or pause financial support for the war in Ukraine in order to bring the conflict to a peaceful conclusion, over the objections of career experts, it would amount to the same fake violation of budget law from the first impeachment, under markedly similar facts and circumstances. Partisan Democrats would seize on the opportunity to impeach him once again. The Washington Post has reported that tying President Trump's hands on foreign policy is very much top of mind for Biden administration officials, who, he noted, are openly boasting about their plans, mentioning that a U.S. official told the Post the hope was that the bill would future-proof aid for Ukraine in case Trump wins re-election. Vance wrote in the conclusion of his memo. The supplemental represents an attempt by the foreign policy blob/deep state to stop President Trump from pursuing his desired policy. And if he does so anyways, to provide grounds to impeach him and undermine his administration. All Republicans should oppose its passage. Former Trump Acting Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell posted on X. Remove the impeachment time bomb from the Senate bill, or vote no. How ridiculous is this secret set of handcuffs? Wow. Vance wrote in his memo. Remove the impeachment time bomb from the Senate bill, or vote no. How ridiculous is this secret set of handcuffs? Wow. Richard Grenell, at Richard Grenell, February 12, 2024. The Senate is due to vote on the bill on Monday, and it would require 60 votes to pass. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.